Good afternoon, everybody. This is the December 10th, 2018 meeting of the Historic Landmarks Commission. And I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development staff.
Hi, Ben Nielsen, Senior Planner.
The members of the commission here today are
Matthew Roman,
Kristen Miner,
Annie Mahoney,
Ernestina Fuenmayor.
Andrew, can you turn on your mic there?
Andrew Smith.
So with that, I'd like to introduce our newest commissioner, Andrew Smith. And we're delighted to have you on board. We've had an open position for some months now, and it's good to have a full group of us. Maybe what I'll ask you to do, Andrew, is just say a couple words about, or a couple sentences really, about your background and how you came to serve on the commission, and we should all introduce ourselves similarly going around after that.
Sure. Well, it's great to be here, and it's great to be on the commission. I'm looking forward to serving the city and the constituents. I am an architect, and prior to coming to Portland 4 years ago, I practiced in Chicago, New Orleans, and St. Louis. So this is my first time not being in the Midwest somewhere or in the South. And you know, I've been practicing for more than 20 years, and felt like I could bring some of that experience to the city and to this commission, and hopefully, you know, help keep the progress that this commission has made going. So happy to be here.
Great. You're up. just a little bit about your background. Doesn't have to be much.
Okay. Ernestina Fuenmayor. I work in an architectural firm. I have an architectural degree from Venezuela, and a master's degree in historic preservation from the University of Oregon. I have worked as a historic preservation consultant for about 5 years before I started working at OTAC as a project architect. And I, yeah, I'm just trying to help the city.
Annie Mahoney, I've been on the commission almost 2 years now, practicing architect for about 20.
And I'm Kristen Miner. I think Matthew and I have been on the commission the longest now, which is only 3 years, so we are a relatively young commission. My background is architecture as well, so I got registered in New York many, many years ago. So I did the beginning part of my career. I practiced architecture for probably about 10 years. Once I came to Portland, I actually began work for the city of Portland, doing approximately what Ben does. And now I work in historic preservation at Peter Meijer Architects.
Matthew Roman, welcome. Happy to have you. I appreciate the expertise that you're going to bring to us. So architecture is also my background, Bachelor of Architecture degree from University of Notre Dame, but not a licensed architect. I think I was brought on more maybe for some of my nonprofit experiences with Pittock Mansion, Restore Oregon, and Preservation Arts and Skilled, groups like that. But I have a residential design firm that I started 12 years ago. So that's my background.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to continue reading just a little bit of my intro blurb here. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. good. I think before we have our briefing, we have some items of interest to the commission. Is that correct, Ben?
That's correct. I just wanted to talk about some upcoming dates on your agenda.
Oh, yes.
Specifically, our next hearing date is a special hearing date, which is January 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And also February 1st, I wanted to point that out. That's the upcoming Landmarks Commission retreat. Hopefully, both of these dates are on your calendars. If not, please remember to put them there. Also, on January 7th, there's a special request for everyone to come in early at noon for some equity training. This will be a combined training with the Design Commission and the Adjustments Committee, and it's going to be held next door in the room right back here, which is room 2500C. Once that's all done, we'll come back in here for another training. Let me see, what training is that? Oh, a legal refresher with the city attorney. So lots of good stuff to start the year. That legal refresher will also be, you'll be joined by the Design Commission for that legal refresher. And that's all I had.
I'm sorry, you said we should be here at noon?
Noon, yes. I think Annie, Hillary left a note for me saying that it looked like you couldn't be here at noon that day. If you're not able to make it, the equity training is also available online, and Hillary can send you a link for that.
Okay, I'll check. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. If that is all we have, I know we have some guests today from the Architectural Heritage Center who wanted to talk a little bit about the legislative project Better Housing by Design. And if you could each state your name and address for the record. That'd be lovely.
I'm not sure which is on. That sounds like it's on. My name is Fred Leeson. I live at 2226 Northeast Hancock. I'm a board member at the Architectural Heritage Center and a member of the our advocacy committee. With me is Brooke Best, who's going to do the heavy lifting. We really appreciate your willingness to take just a few minutes to talk about Better Housing by Design. We understand that the city needs to respond to changing housing needs, and we support developing appropriate land use policies toward that end. However, we are greatly concerned, baffled, mystified, but not terribly surprised that the Planning and Sustainability Commission has ripped out any protections of historic districts in Better Housing by Design. And that's what we want to get your input in and ask you to help us maybe get some of those put back. What's on the table now, we think, will significantly undermine preservation of several signature neighborhoods in the city, and we're talking about Alphabet District, Irvington, and Ladd's for sure. I'm going to let Brooke tell you what our suggestions are to how to remedy this.
Okay. Is this on? Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we distributed an outline around summarizing some of the options for suggested changes to the proposal. And the first one that we have on there is restoring the exclusion of historic districts from bonuses and transfers of development allowances that currently exist or were included in the original proposed draft. The second would involve right zoning historic districts, which is indicated in the 2035 comprehensive plan, so that new development is compatible with district design guidelines even after the bonuses and transfer of development allowances. And then the third one would be incorporating provisions regarding demolition disincentives in the residential that was included in the residential infill project or RIP original proposal, and incorporating that into the Better Housing proposal. And what that would do is prohibit the use of bonuses and transfers of development allowances on a site if the new construction would result in the destruction of a historic building. This option would also mitigate the impact of new construction by requiring step-down heights and shadow limitation adjacent to historic resources. A step-down height provision, not about historic buildings, is included in the Better Housing proposed draft, and shadow limitation, not including historic buildings, is included in the central city plan already.
one of the few channels left for feedback at this stage is through your commission and in its joint work with the Planning and Sustainability Commission. We hope that what we've presented here will be taken into consideration at your next joint work group meeting on the 21st. What we find with the Planning and Sustainability Commission is they cut off public contact, they cut off public communication, and then they start making decisions after that. Finally, we'd like to ask if it would be possible to submit next week a follow-up memo to you people that indicates preferences among the options mentioned here, both by the Architectural Heritage Center and by the neighborhood associations that are primarily affected by Better Housing by Design. We're trying to get in touch with those neighborhoods. As you can guess, this is a difficult time of year to get people, but we would like to be able to submit a memo to you possibly as early next week. And if we can strike a better balance in how we grow within multi-dwelling zones and allow greater density without increasing demolition and sacrificing our historic districts, that's what our goal is. Appreciate your time. And if you have suggestions of what you think our best options are, we would love to hear them.
Thank you so much. As you alluded to, the public comment period is closed. We submitted a letter to the Planning and Sustainability Commission formally, and as you mentioned, we do have a small work group. The work group is... it's not necessarily a place where we can submit anything formally. It's a place to kind of vet ideas and to raise concerns. And we have been doing that and will continue to do that. And I appreciate your work in putting together a sheet like this. I guess I'm anticipating that we will definitely all be in front of City Council, assuming that not all of our collective concerns and, concerns are met by what ultimately does get approved by Planning and Sustainability. So there is probably... many actions we can take later down the road. I know that it would be great to have our concerns discussed earlier than that. And I agree with you that I wish the record were still open. Part of the problem is that we don't know exactly. You know, it's such a sliding scale right now in terms of what is in that package. We can take your concerns and mention them at the work group meeting, but I'm not sure that anything necessarily on paper is necessarily going to make it into, you know, testimony per se or...
No, we understand.
By them in some formal way.
And the point I was going to make is that when you talk with the PSC people, if it would help them, they're going to have a better trip through City Council if some of these things are resolved, that there aren't people yelling and screaming, and you might just suggest that to them, that some sort of compromise may help them in the long run.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of it does hinge on creating some consistency for the people trying to construct things in our city. So, you know, what are they supposed to do? It would be nice if they had a clearer path.
Yeah, and just regarding the consistency, it would be nice if, you know, we have this updated comp plan that a lot of time and effort was spent on, and there are policies in that comp plan that contradict what's being presented in RIP and in the Better Housing proposal. So it's like, that's supposed to be the Bible. That's supposed to be the guiding document. So it would be really helpful if those sections were highlighted and brought up in that conversation to make sure things are consistent.
Right. I mean, speaking of the RIP project, I mean, one of your notes here about not allowing sites that take down a historic building, for instance, to utilize bonuses or transfers, I mean, that idea did come up during RIP. And so I think there are a lot of ways that, you know, these two processes could be aligned better, and hopefully they can learn from each other. And
yeah, and I think it came up in during the RIP proposal, and I think it got ripped out, actually. So, sorry for the pun.
No, I mean, that one is also,
yeah.
We don't know where that's landing.
Part of what we're facing, just in conclusion, in my view, is that we've got a planning commission that has no interest whatsoever in historic resources. They've just eliminated just about everything that was originally in it that has anything to do with historic preservation. So, anyway, good luck with the battle.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for the time.
Thank you so much for coming in front of us.
Can I add one thing?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't see anything on their list that we haven't advocated for. Basically, the idea that, you know, we shouldn't incentivize out-of-scale, incompatible development, and also pointing out the conflict that we put city council in when expectations of buildings being a certain height come before us, can't be approved, and then they end up at council. So I think council has an understanding of that conflict and has to be motivated to not have all the stuff end up at their meetings. And so, right. Anyway, if the AHC at least can understand, I think we're on the same. I don't see anything that we're in disagreement with. The historic districts were not right zoned after they became historic districts.
Right.
Many of the underlying zoning heights were incompatible with the districts. And so I would say that has not been addressed. And then just, we're all here. Our new member here, we're all here to dedicate our time to the city. And I think the Planning Commission equally is dedicated to seeing the right thing is done. And I think in our small group, where it's not a formal, you know, voting sort of a subcommittee, it's a very informal thing, but we have asked for them to think about planning for the future of historic districts so that they're going to be here in 200 years. And that's a different way of looking at it than just how much capacity can it absorb. Because we know it can absorb capacity, 20% maybe or whatever, but not to solve the entire housing problem of the city on the backs of historic districts. And so that's a challenge to the Planning Commission.
Sure.
To plan for 200 years from now, what are our districts going to look like?
Commissioner Roman, myself, and Commissioner Chung, who isn't present in the room right now, but I understand she's running a little late and will join us. We are part of this small work group with the Planning and Sustainability Commission, well, three of their members and three of ours. And I guess I would suggest that we do try to make it clear that we heard from the AHC and that much of what's in their this memo is mirrored in our responses to them earlier, and just that there are a number of other preservation groups. It's not just not just us. So to convey those concerns, and that's, I think, all we can really do at this point in time.
It's been great for us to be able
anybody
to get
together. Anybody else want to comment on this?
Well, I'm just curious. The next meeting is on the 21st, and then will it continue into the next year? Or is that...
There are other code projects that I think are coming up, but I think it would be great for us to get together as an informal kind of working group on a regular basis, just because I think they come from it from not historic perspective, not understanding tax law, historic preservation incentives, and, you know, federal versus state, and what's the local, you know, they don't really, you know, thankfully Brandon has been able to help kind of. But it's been an educational process for us all to learn, you know, the macro level, big picture items, the historic district level stuff, and understanding what a historic district even is, you know, as a landscape, not a collection of buildings. So it's we're all learning from each other, I think. So,
I see Bill Cunningham in the audience, who's the project manager for this. Bill, do you want to just say a few, you know, words about scheduling and anything else that?
Sure. Bill Cunningham, project manager for the Better Housing by Design project. I did want to clarify that PSC is officially in deliberations on these proposals through April of 2019. So what they've come up with over the last few work sessions, those are just initial straw polls as to future direction. There's still an opportunity for some adjustments to the proposals. I should be clear that If the Landmarks Commission did want to provide any input to me as a staff, it's not testimony, but I would definitely take it in and be sure it's shared with PSC members. So that's something to bear in mind. So there's some discussion. We've got a few months to iron things out, and we definitely want to have the discussions with the joint Landmarks PSC work group to see if we can come up with some approaches that perhaps better balance accommodating housing opportunity plus the historic district and historic resources concerns.
Oh, very good. Well, then I think it would be a great idea for this commission to provide you with some concerns or comments in a memo and have you share that with the PSC. Thanks.
I could do that.
Okay.
And one thing I want to quickly respond to, Brandon Spencer Hartle, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. The residential infill project code language is just at the conclusion of sort of internal editing and development to bring back to the PSC for consideration and ultimately a recommendation to City Council. And the issue of demolishing designated historic resources and replacing those resources with something that might be multifamily is still being negotiated internally with the specifics of the code language. So stay tuned on that, and we'll let you know when we have a sort of formal code language to share.
Okay. With that, I think the next agenda item is